Crikey. Aussie soldiers banned from using slang around U.S. troops. By Simon Kent on May 1, 2019. Australian soldiers working with their U.S. comrades down under have been told to stop using slang words in the interests of not confusing their allies. RAF Group Captain Stuart Dowry told 10 Daily the use of colourful and often ribald Aussie colloquialisms could result in a communication breakdown, which might deliver fatal outcomes on the battlefield. "We have lost in translation moments more than you would realize," Group Captain Dowry said. "The time to figure that out is not on the battlefield when the bullets are flying." 1,700 U.S. troops arrived in the northern city of Darwin in the past 2 weeks as part of a joint training rotation, with that number expected to grow to 2,500. Australian and U.S. troops are now due to practice high-end warfighting and disaster response activities as well as advanced jungle survival techniques. See below. Group Captain Dowry explained a phrase or saying that Australians may not give a second thought about could cause major confusion for someone from another country. "The danger in the Australia-U.S. relationship is that we actually assume we mean the same thing," Group Captain Dowry said. "In military training scenarios, we use very prescriptive means of communication." The results of a study released by language app Babbel last year proved just how confusing Aussie slang could be to others. The app polled people from the US, the UK, Canada, France, Sweden, Germany, Spain, the Philippines, Poland, and Russia, seeking their interpretations of classic Australian slang. According to news.com, respondents deciphered the easy stuff, like g'day, but other words and phrases left them baffled and perhaps even a little frightened. Some of the tougher Aussie phrases included: "She'll be right." UK's guess: "The wife is always correct." Russia's guess: "She will be back in a minute." Actual meaning: "Everything will be fine." Flat out like a lizard drinking. US: "Absolutely no idea." France: "To have a flat tire." Germany: "Spilling drinks everywhere." Actual meaning: "To be very busy." Carry on like a pork chop. UK: "A fat person trying to finish a task." US: "To talk excessively." Actual meaning: "To act in an overly dramatic manner." "You humdinger." Sweden: "You fool." Philippines: "You're boring." Poland: "You smell bad." Actual meaning: "A remarkable person or thing." "She's a bloody ripper." France: "She just wants your money." US: "A big storm." Actual meaning: "Something awesome." Crack the shts. US: "To get nervous." Germany: "To clear out quickly." Actual meaning: "To get angry or annoyed." Australian troops first went into battle alongside GIs in World War I at the Battle of Hamel. That moment in July 1918 was the first time in the war that American troops participated in an offensive action under non-American command. 10 American companies joined with their Australian comrades under Australian command in that northern France battle, although 6 were recalled before the battle. Since then, the two countries have gone into harm's way together in all theaters of battle in World War II on land, air and sea, as well as Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. There have also been countless peacekeeping missions where Australians and U.S. forces have successfully worked together and delivered excellent outcomes, despite the perceived language barriers. And that's fair dinkum. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.